Zombie apocalypse. In the end time, the zombie apocalypse is the scene most commonly observed throughout the urban landscape. Thus far, it exists more in a virtual form than in that of a physical form, and that the virtual precedes its concrete physical manifestation means that the zombification phenomenon is replicated amongst all populations, including the remote rural areas, via virtual technology. Prior to the omnipresence of virtual technology, the rural population was relatively safeguarded from the reach of the eye of Sauron, of the screen of satanic luminescence, which has served as the most significant medium through which the zombification process has occurred. This process the Cabal has engineered over decades and has brought forth to its present state, utilizing the technical skill and profane knowledge of their slaves. It is a multifaceted assault that operates covertly and through guile and secrecy, and has targeted certain facets of the being of its subject matter, the Goyim, mind, body and soul. Perhaps for the entirety of its presence on the earth, the Cabal has been operating to achieve their goals of rendering healthy and independent populations their Gollum or Frankenstein's monsters. The process utilizes technology which for the profane would not qualify as technology, but would appear instead to be a wonder, or the apparition of ghosts or devils, or simply the behavior of madmen. Everything starts at higher planes and manifests in concrete reality if it doesn't exist only at higher dimensions. Everything's eventual, as Stephen King said, meaning phenomena crystallize in greater material density over time and with the cycles of time, with God. Hence what may appear to be X, Y, Z in the mind of the profane has probably already manifested in another form, and certainly invariably has higher, more subtle causes than meets the eye or lower senses that are available to the mundane. This is the level the technology of zombification starts from and eventually manifests on the earth plane as more dense and apparent processes and influences. The technology employed thus is spiritual before any denser and more physical form of manifestation. Religion is the dense form of spiritual praxis and is the lowest level of magic practiced by the adept. For the black magicians of Zion, the religions of Zoroastrianism, Vaishnavism and eventually Christianity were the particular forms of religion used to keep the masses in line and to reduce them to the level of witless slaves who adhere only to what the priest caste imposes upon them without any independent consciousness or independent action. The credo here is mind control, world control, and that the intention of the elders of Zion is to golemize and zombify the Goyim. It follows from the premises that controlling the mind leads to the control of the population and can facilitate their protocols for reducing the Goyim to the level of witless slaves, and ultimately, according to their plan of cleansing the earth, of reducing their slave class to manageable levels within a closed system of entropy called Zion, ruled by their demiurge deity, his angelic hosts and themselves overall. Christianity was a more recent phenomenon of the Kali Yuga, a slave religion formulated to enslave the profane non-Jews, just as the prior Zoroastrianism and Vaishnavism were also creeds of pacifism and weakness that led one down the right-hand path of the rightwards turning swastika toward extinction via entropy, within time, within the closed system of the demiurge, having their souls fed upon throughout their life cycle by the black magicians and their angelic hosts. The path of extinction was and is to this day the path of the fool who never grows wise, and the path of suicidal self-destruction through a reduction of oneself to the lowest level of existence, a pure subsistence level of being in which the only purposes of life consist of praising Brahma, God, Jehovah, etc., and working with humility, earning one's bread through the sweat of one's brow. They must serve the parasitical elite who hypocritically poses humble before their demiurge deity, while in actuality being self-serving black magicians who practice vile rites of vampirism and cannibalism, their humility being a simulacral mask behind which they conceal their true nature. In pious arrogance they stand forth before the congregation and spew moralizing bigotry with brimstone and hellfire added in to justify their ill-gotten gain in the form of tithes, taxes and gifts to God, which they take for themselves to acquire a monopoly on power. To reinforce their monopoly on power, they employ their religious technology to enslave the minds of the laity, their flock, shearing them of their wool and slaughtering them once finished, their use value as a utility or commodity having been expended. Once finished their day's drudge, they are further degraded and cast into the old folks' home and poisoned amongst other technological means of genocide, always subtle and yet hiding in plain sight. The spiritual black magic technology of zombification was and is run on a two-tiered basis, with the lower level being the religious dogma formulated by the priest caste and a higher level, that formulated by the elders of Zion for the Goy elite, that being Freemasonry. The mysteries were hijacked by Jewry and transformed into their Kabbalah of iniquity. Their infiltration of Masonry led to its being a vehicle for their globalist dominion mandate. Perhaps before this, the Kabbalah was formulated by German Jews in Germany through an expropriation of the Kala and secret gnosis of the Teutons, mixed and combined with Near Eastern and Caucasian Gnostic ideas, and crystallized into the Kabbalah of Isaac de Luria in the Zohar. Such syncretic process is spoken of by Miguel Serrano in Adolf Hitler, The Last Avatar. Additionally, the infiltration from a much earlier period into the Druids by the Jewish Golan of North Africa and Jewish Phoenicians into Ireland and even in South America were other examples of the hijacking and subjecting of the Aryan mysteries to Jewish pragmatic purposes. Regardless, Jewry became intertwined with the Aryan mysteries and distorted them to serve its purposes. As far as a writer knows, Masonry serves to hook in and hoodwink the naive and gullible Gentile elites, at least if the protocols of the Elders of Zion can be believed to be an authentic template of Jewish praxis. This document speaks of using Masonry as a system of enslavement to compartmentalize and divide and conquer the Goyim and compromise and frame people if need be, should they ever have the willingness to violate their Masonic oaths. In addition to the form of enslavement through threat, the same or similar processes as in religion is undergone, with the Goyim being possessed by the angelic hosts only in the case of Masonry being subject to a process of possession and possible displacement of the soul, the Mason becoming a Zombie, in this perhaps to a greater degree owing to the greater degree of intensity of interrelationship between entity and host, though in this the writer can only speculate. Indeed, as above so below, the mechanism of the enslavement of the population, for the hijacking of their minds, comes in the form of the demonic praxis which masquerades as spirituality, both for the profane in exoteric religion and for the elite through the now iniquitous mysteries. Priestcraft, or better spoken of witchcraft, was and has always been the mechanism through which the world has been subjugated, which underscores the validity of René Guénon's book Spiritual Authority and Temporal Power, at least during the time of the Kali Yuga, when the warrior priests of Atlantis had their function bifurcated into the Brahmanical priest caste and the administrative aristocratic caste, who governed temporal affairs at the behest of their priestly caste masters. The priest caste has arranged affairs to enable themselves to perpetuate their system of slavery through playing upon the mind of their worldly subordinates. Through having a monopoly on priestcraft, on higher authority as intermediaries between the divine and human realms, they have ensured their supremacy, at least in the minds of their slaves. Accordingly, they have attained control over their minions, converting them into so many limbs of the octopus system, so many instruments, human batteries, gears and parts of the system of the demiurge which they run in his name and service. However, there have always been those who are capable of discernment and pulling aside the veil of appearances which threatens the control system through its exposure, and which, to whatever degree of probability, may wake up an adequate number of powerful opponents who could overturn their system and with it themselves, they who exist to hold others in subjection. Hence the priest caste must have recourse to a further level of the zombification process in the event that their exertion of diabolical influence via mainstream religion is inadequate. Their recourse is to reduce to the greatest extent possible through other means the probability of the Goyim knowing who they are and what they're doing, and to carry out the appropriate means to subjugate their puppets through this diabolism, their enslavement and subjection of the population to their God's will. These means are twofold: 1. Dysgenics or malgenics, the degradation of the body and soul of the Goyim; 2. Construction, the modification or transmutation of the body and soul into a Zombie. The first means of carrying out the zombification process on the mundane plane is that of deconstructing the Goyim, which is to say breaking down or destroying the current state of healthy being of the Goyim. This may be considered the blackening phase of their black magic diabolism. Countless means are used that are employed in an imperceptible way such that there is minimal probability of detection of their activity and motives. To transform a healthy and strong population united with their culture soul, their gods or archetypes, the spiritual destructive process is undergone first as above stated, and once fissures in the wall of the culture organism have been opened up with the sledgehammers and dynamite of their deconstructive process, new contents of consciousness are added in. From hence this blueprint or software of their consciousness can be activated by the appropriate symbols and signs of priestcraft, and on this basis more mundane misinformation can be added to the chaotic egregoric stew which serve as instructions for people to follow certain paths that lead to the weakening and degradation of their soul and body. With respect to the former in the Nigredo phase, the perpetual castigation of the old gods as satanic devils in the most negatively intended sense is a procedure undergone. Thus individual members of the culture organism are turned against themselves, against an authentic form of life and the source of their power and strength. After this blackening of the old gods is undergone, a substitution of new egregores is put forth, and the goyim are influenced to invest all of their time and effort worshipping and praising the demiurge and the particular angelic host of this entity, which are given different names for different ethnic groups of goyim, tailoring the narratives and pantheons to whatever forms will work to suit the particular ethnos the black magicians are attempting to co-opt. Thus they become, through this spiritual means, Zombies possessed and controlled by the archetypes of the black magician priest caste. This phase may be installed as demonic software gradually as the old gods are slandered and castigated and the new brought in with much fanfare and spectacle to make them appear more appealing to the goyim. The Nigredo phase of deconstruction of the mind of the goy is thus undergone simultaneous to the construction phase of the supplantation of another kosher brand of software, that approved and desired by the black magicians. The form of the diabolical software put forth by the black magicians is that which is most effective in their being able to hijack the particular ethnos and to mix with it and usurp power through infiltration. The installation of the software is a means of enabling mixture and the monopolization of power. Their technology is thus first and foremost the technology of idealism, of the introduction of ideas into the consciousness of the goyim. These thought forms are variable and pleomorphic, having a parasitical function or mode of existence within the terroir of the culture organism and its particular individuals, mutable, ever-changing and adapting to the defense mechanisms of the host. In most cases, jury has deceived the host into thinking they are an affiliated tribe of Israel and thus employ this tactic to ingratiate themselves with their host. The alternative is to introduce ideas of strangeness and wonder which beguiles their host, leading them into deviant and self-destructive lifestyle practices. In the main, however, the goal is the installation of the universalist fallacy of all men are brothers, a statement which encapsulates the absurdity of the fallacy man presupposing a universal object or entity which could only be a fallacious notion. Being a mere humanist conceptual construct, it is absurd to claim universal validity for it. This notion is typically substantiated with the additional reference to universally equality in the eyes of God, the false universal of the demiurge, a false claim as nothing, insofar as it is a thing can never be equal even in the eyes of any God. Embracing such an idea leads to the receptivity on the part of those embracing it to foreign inclusion and eventual assimilation under the influence of this diabolical software. Jesus can be of any ethnicity and be anything to anyone, but is in all cases a kosher egregore which conduces to the empowerment of Jewry who are his brethren, granting them a special place, and this regardless of any false humility on their part. Black Jesus, Filipino Israelites, etc. All the same software of Abrahamic religion, and this universal functionality applies in all cases of universalist religions which can assimilate anything into themselves by definition, unless the particular form of the universal is particular to themselves, i.e. ethnocentric. In the mundane sphere, the degenerate culture and kosher approved culture is put forth, a culture which is formulated to tear down and destroy the pre-existent culture of the ethnos, and this simultaneous to working with the culture Jewry deems serviceable as a positive substitute made in their image, one which is presented as appealing and desirable and which is tailored to specific classes and subcultures within the cultural organism. Both the spiritual culture for the elites and its worldly analogue are presented in this twofold manner, and to the extent they are able to install it without having the host nation subjected to punishment. Over time, their gradualistic procedure for monopolizing culture and society in general has enabled them to be virtually immune from any form of punishment within the bounds of their law. With respect to Masonry, the universalist construct of the perfect Ashlar or man perfected posits or affirms the universal originally formulated in mainstream religion: all men are brothers and serves the function as does religion in chipping away at the organic being of the goyim, molding them into a kosher approved shape. The creation of a Zombie, a Zion-occupied mind by infernal entities, may not necessitate the deployment of myriad tactics of physical assault, but it is typically the necessary analogue of the spiritual deconstruction and reconstruction zombification process, the transformation of the once healthy and strong organism into a mere beast of burden. Over time, Jury has managed to convince enough of the goyim that it is either an unfortunate necessity or in their interest to adopt certain processes and procedures to regulate their lives, and this to an infinitely minute degree of micromanagement. In terms of the physical assault against the body-mind of the profane by the Kabbalah, representative sample of techniques and technology employed is covered in the work Jewish White Genocide. The zombification process spans across the spectrum of the elements: the Akasa, earth, water, air, EMF, sound waves, synthetic telepathy, etc. The element of plasma also plays a significant role in the zombification process, which has been covered more extensively in the section Venom of the Demiurge. All elements, of which there are five, are the medium of poisoning of the goyim, which serves its purpose of degrading their body-mind and transforming and transmuting it into a zombie. To illustrate the general deconstruction-reconstruction procedure, one need only observe the lifespan of the average goy under the current epoch, for example a person born in 1960. From birth he was injected with vaccines, aka bioweapons of the bacteriological and multibiological kingdom substances, the mineral kingdom aluminium, mercury, etc., the bacteria or microorganismal kingdom, which might be both plant and or mammalian DNA particles or viruses of animals, and the humanal to human blood, dead fetal tissue, et al. He is bombarded by harsh lighting, which negatively affects his sleep cycle. He is subject to ultrasound in the womb, which causes mutation of his body-mind, his soul and its physical form of expression. He is traumatized through hospital birth and given a poor diet lacking essential nutrients which conduce to brain growth, and often infant formula which further degrades brain growth. The umbilical cord is severed, which deprives the baby of adequate nutrients and oxygen to inhibit and stunt its growth. As his life progresses, he is further subjected to constant physical assault along these lines, while being kept in a state of total and complete ignorance, while the Jews and their affiliates have the best of everything which they hoard for themselves. Hence his body and mind are underdeveloped, by definition retarded, in relation to what he might otherwise have attained but for the dysgenic and malgenic influences brought to bear against him as an assault against his very being. At the present age, one of ever-increasing entropy, a multi-pronged assault is amplified to a great extent, and the child, assuming they come of age, is unlikely to even have gotten to the point of maturation before degeneration sets in, making a cretinous and retarded being of a potential god. Rendered a zombie through the processes of chemtrails, injections of graphene oxide in conjunction with all of the above tangible weapons of the occult war, the Zombie is in process of formation. The somewhat recent addition of TV, computers, smartphones and chips render the transhumanist agenda not yet fully operational but on the way there, the human all too human in Nietzsche's terms being transmuted by a black magic alchemy into a robotized and zombified creature, a Frankenstein's monster concocted in the laboratory of the hyperreal, in the prison without walls that is society. The zombification process shows its symptoms in the vacant stare of the population, their inability to concentrate or otherwise total apathy, their lack of any connection to higher dimensions. Screened out in Baudrillard's words, a zombie staring blankly into space without any conscious awareness of anything save momentary stimuli and, as an alternative as above stated, nothing. The recipe for zombification is clearly apparent to all who still retain a capacity for a higher awareness, abulia, apatheia, agnosia according to the terminology of Michael Hoffman. The mass injection of the population with graphene oxide and other body and soul destroying toxins is already upon us. According to some, the graphene oxide causes liver damage and prevents the body from self-detoxification, leading to a gradual slow and agonizing death, to the teeth of a person falling out and their skin becoming discolored, as well as acquiring various sores and pockmarks on their body and the degradation of their brain, a literal zombification of they who are deemed goyim or cattle by the hypocritical black magicians. The movie Dawn of the Dead, released in the 1978 when much of the dysgenics protocols were being increasingly implemented, was predictive programming for what inevitably will come. Though improperly so called to serve the cabal and its labor force, specifically Zionists, the right-wing conservatard psychopaths who in their egocentric mini-mind exalt themselves as a righteous, spiritual superior, are being conditioned by their Jewish puppet masters to find amusement in the suffering and death of their own people, including women and children. The right-wing propaganda is setting up a cartoonish scapegoat of the liberal to blame for all of the sins of the chosen people and their minions, the Christed conservatards who cater to their every whim and worship their every word as Beavis follows and imitates Butthead. The popularization of phenomena such as the zombie apocalypse and the notion of zombie killers is a commonplace at this point in the Kali Yuga. The self-righteous arrogance of the Zionist has led him to the point where he looks upon anyone other to himself as a worldly devil and associates then in his mendacious and hypocritical schizoidal mind with trannies and pedophiles, justifying to himself his murder of his own race. Though Seneca said, "Cease to hope and you will cease to fear," there is in actuality no need for either, as hope is irrelevant to the inevitable end of Zion, if not immediately in this world of the demiurge, then beyond in the higher planes. No fear need be had when one lives in the truth. Those who apathetically disregard the suffering of their own and indeed delight in it, though in their specious and self-deceiving minds having no great fear over their fate, blinded as they are by their hubris, they will be the ones to find their fate in the lake of fire, while many of those they have assisted in transforming into zombies will make their way to higher planes.